Have you been to Pulau Ubin?
Yeah, I've been to Pulau Ubin a few times. I guess twice I was there cycling with friends. Yep. First time, yeah, I mean not first time. Both times when I was there cycling, I shared a bike with a friend. That means double bike. Yeah, basically double. Yeah, correct, double bike. And then another time I was there just visiting the place. Had a small picnic there. I guess you call that a picnic. Yeah. But it was a nice place to go to, very quiet, serene. Serene. Yeah. And I enjoy being there other than the mosquitoes. So what else?
Recently, they just discovered this Chek Jawa. Have you been there?
No, I've not been there. I've heard of my friends talking about it, and I've seen pictures of it also. And actually, I would like to visit there one day. And yeah, because but I think it's not easy to just go there on your own. You need to book the place and things like that. Yeah, get arranged for a tour guide to bring you. Yeah, so yeah, if I have the opportunity, I want to visit there one of these days. Yep. They have chalets at Pulau Ubin also. Maybe next time, if really you got no place to go to, then I'll go there for a stay, I guess.
So have you been to other islands?
Other islands, yeah, the common ones would be Sentosa. Yeah, that's one place that I've been to quite frequently. I mean, not frequently nowadays, but previously lah. Yeah, now Sentosa has been, I mean, fewer and fewer people visit Sentosa, I guess. Especially after the Fantasy Island is being closed down. And I've been there the other time. Yeah, it was very quiet. Very few people were there. Yeah, basically tourists lah, some tourists. Other than Sentosa, I've been to Kusu Island recently. It's a very small island. I can't remember how big it is, but it's really small. I take a ferry from World Trade Center, and it's about half an hour journey. I guess it's about half an hour journey from World Trade to Kusu Island. Yep, and over there's only that basically people go there to visit the temple, I guess, especially during September, October, where most Chinese will go there for the temple. You see big crowds there when it comes to September. So there is one Chinese temple and one Malay shrine. Yeah, they call it a shrine. I didn't visit the Malay shrine. It's up on a small lump of I mean, it's what? Okay. Anyway, that day when I was there, it was really quiet also. Maybe it's because it's a weekday. Yeah, a weekday. And I like places that is quiet lah. So I enjoy my day there. I had a picnic there. So there's a small there is a lagoon there also. Yeah, and a beach, I guess. There's a beach there. So basically, just sit down there and have picnic. Yeah. But the during weekdays, there are only how many trips there? I think one trip is at 10 in the morning, followed by 1:30, something like that. Only two trips. Yep. Yeah. Actually, the ferry will fetch people to Kusu Island and then to St. John Island, and then after that back to World Trade. Yeah, maybe the next island I want to visit could be St. John Island. It's a bigger island. They have chalets there and things like that. I think most people will go to St. John rather than Kusu Island.